you can hear me, it's Llewellyn. I will hand over to you, Chairperson. We do have a quorum. Thank you.
Recording in progress.
Good morning, Chairperson. Are you able to hear me? Can others on the platform hear me?
You are very clear, Mr. Brown. Very clear. Clear, crystal clear.
Thank you.
I can hear you also. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just waiting for Chairperson to join us. She is on the platform.
BG, how are you?
I'm in the meeting since quarter past nine.
I'm fine.
I'm in the rural areas. No, in the rural areas of Bizana.
I'm in the meeting, Lilin.
Thank you, Chairperson. Okay. I will hand over to you.
Can you do the roll call?
Thank you, Chair. I have yourself, Honourable Bingu Gigaba. I have Honourable Aduans, Honourable Morwa Tetla, Honourable Nodada, Honourable Van Zyl, Honourable Masha Bella, and Honourable Boshoff currently on the platform. Thank you, Chair. I've also received an apology for the Deputy Minister, Dr. Mahule. She's unable to be with us this morning due to she has some interviews. DG is on the platform, but he has connectivity problems as he is in the Eastern Cape on sanitation projects, etc. But if he's not available, DG has indicated that Dr. Whittle will stand in. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Llewellyn. Can you fly to the agenda? Thank you. You spoke on the apologies. The agenda, honorable members and everybody that is in the meeting, as we are welcoming you, we are doing the quarterly report of the department, quarter two and quarter three. We added quarter three, as Jinga must just clarify so that everybody understands. It was a discretion to add quarter three. We added quarter three because we thought quarter two, their information is a bit outdated, and we wanted to bring quarter three closer because they are done with it. So we're killing two birds at once, actually, which really we did not think it's going to be an issue with the members. After that, we are going to consider and adopt the minutes of the 7th of February and the 21st of February, and we are going to adopt the report, the oversight report of KZN. Can I get hands to adopt the agenda? That the principal? Honorable Morwa Tetla?
My chair, thank you. Thank you very much. I had muted myself. Thank you. I was saying thank you, everyone. And thank you, Chair, for this opportunity. Let me rise and adopt this agenda as a guideline of today's meeting. Thank you.
Siabonga, any second? Honorable at once.
I second, Chairperson, and good morning to yourself, the Minister, the EM, all members of the Portfolio Committee, DG and his team, and everyone in the platform. Good morning.
Thank you very much, Honorable at once. The agenda is then adopted. One, I want to apologize to the committee that I'm going to leave the meeting around 11. So I will ask Honorable Adwan to take over to the end. I've got a doctor's appointment at 11. And two, I just want to make a reflection on the public hearing that we embarked on in Limpopo province. One, from my side, is that it was a success. And I want to thank honorable members that have committed for the past weekend and left their things to join the public hearing. It was a success in Vembe district, in Mopane district, and in Capricorn district. It was a success in terms of people that came to make contribution, but also it was a success in terms of seeing the interest of the public into the bill. A very huge success in Limpopo. We must say the province of Limpopo delivered the public hearings, and we are happy. We are looking forward to the next public hearing, which will be in. I have seen that all the members of the committee have confirmed that they will be joining us in Free State. So we will be full house in Free State, and we hope that it's gonna stay like that as we proceed to other provinces as well. Really, I don't think it's necessary to. Of course, people can speak probably at the end about it, because I think it was a learning curve for us. This committee is doing public hearings for the first time, so we have managed. We dealt with them. We have managed to deal with them from Friday till Sunday. The driving is a bit concerning, but of course we must do that driving because we are trying to be everywhere in a province, though we only touch three districts in each province. And one, as the chair, I think from my side, I must also mention the manner in which we are able to work together. With our different ideologies from our different political parties, but the fact that we are managing to work together, for those who don't know, we ate a goat meat. Principal made us to eat a goat meat in Limpopo. He said we can't leave Limpopo without eating goat meat. We enjoyed goat meat there. It was nice. And also we had hospitality in Van der Waals house, you know. Those who went, it was just a good weekend. I'm appreciating the fact that we are able to work together. In other committees, it's rare, you know, people don't even talk together. They can't speak with people from other political parties, understanding our different ideologies, but we are able to manage one another, and we to laugh and speak with one another. I must at least appreciate that. Thank you very much. Without wasting time, let me give over to the minister to give the political overview. Thank you, my angel.
No, thank you very much, Chair, and let me also respectfully greet all members of the portfolio committee from the different political parties, and also acknowledge my colleagues from the department. The Deputy Minister couldn't come. She's doing another assignment. She's busy with interviews, so she will not join us. But I have the entire team that we need for this meeting. So, Chair, let me not take time, really. I think we'll respond to questions and just say we want to thank you again for the opportunity to present our report to the Portfolio Committee, and we'll be guided by yourselves as to what do we need to clarify more. Also, on the road shows that the portfolio committee is undertaking in terms of the Bella bill, we're extremely grateful, Chair. This bill has long been in the making, and in some instances, even we get overtaken by events, but in some instances, we're not able to do that which we prompted us to require the amendment to the bill. So now that the portfolio committee is really busy on it, we are highly grateful, appreciative, and hopeful that indeed we will go through this bill during this term, because it's really long been in the making, and we hope that it will come to finally fruition under your leadership. And thanks for the leadership that the portfolio committee is leading on this matter. So, Chair, let me not take too much of your time. Thank you for the opportunity, and I will hand over to the officials to do the report. And at the end of the report, we will be guided by yourselves on what more you want us to clarify or even explain. But thank you very much, Chair. I'm not sure. I've not seen
my... Thank you, Minister.
I didn't see Digi, so exactly. I was looking for you, Digi, because on my gadget, I can't see all the people that are here. The Digi is here now. The Digi will lead the team. Thank you very much, Digi.
Thank you, Minister. Lead from the wilderness. As you correctly pointed out, it's quarter two and quarter three. We'll focus more on quarter three, as you correctly indicated that more of quarter two's achievements have also been overtaken by events or activities. And the first part will be done by Sisnozipo Bonambi, which is about performance information. And then the second part, which is about financials, will be done by Mr. Kulo. In both quarters, we've not been able to achieve at least one indicator. And the reason why Chair also indicated that is the quarter two is overtaken. In some instances, the work of quarter three makes up for quarter two. And in quarter three, there's also an indicator that we have not achieved. And the team is working with provinces to get the information that will ensure that we meet that indicator. We continue to outperform ourselves, but I'll leave that to you because you are in the best place to make that assessment. I'm going to ask Mrs. Nozipo to take part A of the report, and then the second part will be done by Mr. Kuno. In case, Minister, I get kicked out of the platform, I've requested Dr. Whittle to come in and step in and coordinate the responses that we need to provide to honorable members of the Portfolio Committee. Thank you, Honorable Minister, and Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. Mrs. Nozipo, let's start.
Just before that, Honorable Lord, once your hand is up. Honorable Lord.
Sorry, Chair. I think it's a legacy hand. My apologies.
Okay.
Good morning, Honorable Members. Thank you, Chair, Minister, DG, and the management of the DBE. As already indicated, this report combines quarter two and quarter three performance, and some of the activities have been overtaken by events, as DG has already indicated. Focus will be more on quarter three, but we are also reflecting on quarter two. I think I will just go straight into this slide, which summarizes performance for quarter two, comparing the previous financial year, 2021-22, and the current, which is 2022-23. So we can see an improvement in performance for 2022-23, quarter three, as compared to 2021 quarter two. We are at 90% in quarter three. There's only one indicator that was not achieved, and DG has already indicated in quarter two, only one indicator on Schedule 4, 5, and 6 conditional grants quarterly performance reports that the department submits to National Treasury 45 days after end of each quarter. So due to the late submission from our provincial education departments, the report was submitted, though, to Treasury, but it was late. So the department is working to correct the situation, as DG has already reflected on that. And the reports are factually accurate as well as available on time for DBE to process through to the National Treasury. So the strict monitoring in terms of those. This pie chart for Q2 is already presented in terms of the performance, the 82% and 92%. Highlights, I will also try to summarize. DG engaged on the engagements with the provincial education departments. We can see the departments that he engaged with during the quarter three. Also, we can highlight the number of candidates that set for the November 2022 National Senior Certificate Examination, which is a high number. And the exams also were written during the quarter without significant irregularities that could have jeopardized the integrity and credibility of the system. And also in terms of national deworming program, the four PEDs, the number reached 1,124,916. In terms of the Funza Lushaga bursary program, by 31st of December, 12,094 bursaries were awarded or had been awarded, and that exceeds the target of 12,000 by 11,800 by 294. The programs are there's still five programs in the department that has not changed, and this slide takes us to the quarter three performance. Also comparing with the previous financial year, 2021-22, which was 90%, but we see a slight decrease in quarter three of this financial year, which is 89%, due to one indicator that DG has also reflected on, which was not achieved. These are the pie charts for quarter three performance. Then this slide provides detail in terms of one indicator that was not achieved under program five, number of districts implementing the program to end school-related gender-based violence. To try also and summarize, though focusing on the key problem, here we're highlighting the monitoring tool that is not adequately completed and signed off, but behind the monitoring tool is an indicator. I think to reflect on the crafting of the indicator, which is more focusing on national, as if national is implementing the program, and maybe instead of making national to monitor the implementation. So that's how somehow has also caused challenges in terms of the reporting. However, the department is working on it. For the indicator, to talk to the oversight by national, we have also made an amendment for the next annual performance plan, but also to correct the situation in terms of performance. The branch responsible has already started to working with the provincial education departments and to get those monitoring tools filled and to provide the necessary evidence to support those schools that are implementing the school related gender-based violence. It's not that implementation is not happening, but the evidence is not adequate. So we could not count on those schools without adequate evidence. Program one is about administration. And looking at the indicators, the ones with the color coding under the column for the outputs, it's quarterly indicators. where you don't see the color in the same column, it's the annual indicators. However, we have tried as much as possible also to provide a clear picture in terms of where we are, even with the annual indicators, except for those which are annual sector reports. We can only see and check the reports by end of the financial year. So these, with the cleans, they have all been achieved. And in program one, we can highlight the training and social responsibilities where 71 employees, have been trained and they have attended the 15 programs. And the department continues also to hire the interns. At this stage, there are 42 interns that have been appointed in the department. Labor relations, there's one grievance that was lodged, and there's one misconduct case, and the disciplinary hearing is still in progress. In terms of financial management, the draft estimates of national expenditure for 2023-24 database was submitted to Treasury. We know how critical this is because it's about the allocation of the budgets to the department. 9 cases were received by the department, and the status for all 9 is ongoing. So the first column provides the detail in terms of the actual case, and then the middle column, it's the cause of action or a brief discussion about the case, and then the status, they are all ongoing. Legal services, about the bill, and the chair has also reflected on the activities over the weekend in terms of the bill, so I won't really dwell much on that. And in terms of the regulations pertaining to special school hostels, the task team has finalized the drafting of regulation and a costing exercise. I'll go to supply chain, not that other things that are not important, but also in the interest of time. For supply chain, the 2 terms of references have been finalized by the bid specification in terms of the appointment of a service provider to develop and support an improved early learning national assessment, which is the ELNA. We know also how critical this is for the field work to be done, because early learning national assessment assesses the readiness of the learners to, if they are ready to start school, like the grade 1. Parliamentary business processes, the department received 113 parliamentary questions, 75 were from the National Assembly, and the 38 were from the National Council of Provinces, the NCOP. There were 8 portfolio select committee meetings and 2 select meetings during the quota under review. And in terms of the intergovernmental, relations, the meeting which was conducted with National Treasury to strengthen the special intervention on overcrowding in schools. We know this is critical, and also the problems that come with it. So it was then prioritized. My slides are stuck a bit, And in terms of international relations, the minister delivered a speech on behalf of the country at the Qatar National Day. That was in October. And both minister and deputy minister also hosted Finnish Minister of Education. That's from Finland. And the DG also met with the World Bank to provide an update in terms of the DBE World Bank projects. We also had a delegation from State of Maryland, as well as delegation from Ministry of Zimbabwe, which was in December 13 to 15, to sign the implementation plan of the MOU between the two countries. United Nations Educational, Scientific and Culture Organization, that is UNESCO, there's a number of activities also, as well as the conferences that were held, which I will not also go one by one, but I can highlight the Virtual World Conference on the ECD, since the department and the sector has taken over this function last year in April. So it's very key also in our area of work. Coordination and secretariat support, these are the meetings organized by the unit coordination. 15 meetings that were scheduled, and 8 of them were convened. And there were 8 special meetings which were not scheduled, but they were also convened, but the 7 could not be convened. Internal and external stakeholder management, that's also part of the Office of the Director General. They hold those high-level or strategic meetings to facilitate the operation within the department. Also goes for communications. We know that, they work closely also in terms of the media campaigns, in terms of the broadcasts that relate to the department. And they also work on the social media, because that's the mostly used way of communication also with the public. I will also not go one by one. Internal audits conducted the follow-ups on the MST conditional grant, and also they did the review and finalized the report. They also conducted the audits for quarter two performance information, as well as the risk management meeting was held to provide progress and the updates on the operational risk, project risk register, and also to monitor the progress. And the branch risk registers were also updated and finalized. So this is planning. I can just try to summarize in terms of institutional reporting, which is where the report was submitted to Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, as well as National Treasury by end of October, public entities, because we also provide oversight on the public entities. We analyzed their second quarterly reports, and feedback was provided on the 11th of November through the Office of the Chief Financial Officer. And we held branch reviews also to improve on performance information, and submitted the biannual priority 3 progress report. That is the medium-term strategic framework that the minister presented to the cabinet. We also had HEDCOM subcommittee on planning, monitoring and evaluation. And at this platform, it's where the standardized indicators are developed as a collective between the DBE and the HEDCOM subcommittee members, which are provincial planners, as well as monitoring and evaluation, the unions and the public entities. RCME, let me highlight that the general household survey that is conducted by StatsSA, because of the delay in terms of the results. So the 2021 and 2022 data has been cleaned and analyzed, and that has been concluded. So there's also the preliminary results in terms of this household survey. But as a department, the department analyzes what the StatsSA has surveyed already. So the results or the final reports will be completed during the first quarter of 2023, which means between April and June.
Partnerships
They have communicated with the sponsors, and the National Teaching Awards was then supported, and also the New Africa Education Foundation and Mencosa also provided the mobile libraries and to the following schools that are listed here. GITO is about government information technology. They hold these meetings, the SLA meetings, to discuss in terms of the service level agreement, how much take, for instance, to fix the problems in technology within the department. As we move into program two on curriculum, which is the core for the department, also same, there's green, the quarterly indicators are coded in green. And excuse me, for program two, there's one quarterly indicator which has been achieved. This is the first one in green. Others are the milestones that have been provided, which I will also not go through one by one. Where we see the numbers, as much as it's annual, I've already reflected on that. It shows where we are in terms of the targets. I will try also to summarize in terms of the narrative. Excuse me. For the program two, I'll touch on the ECD, that there's additional funding that has been allocated for early childhood development by National Treasury over the next 3 years, so that the system can move, and a funding proposal has been put together as well, how these funds will be allocated. In terms of math, science and technology, there were spring classes which were supported in Mpumalanga, Western Cape. Excuse me. In terms of rural education, the Rural Education Assistant Projects have been published on the DBE website. So as we can see provided in the supplement. In terms of the workbooks, volume one workbooks was completed, and it's 31 million, which is 100%, were printed for the current academic year. The delivery started, and at the time of the reporting, it was 99.88%, but I confirmed on Friday with the program that 100% of these workbooks were delivered. In terms of volume two, because also the progress of the delay by the Q2, we had printed 92%. However, 12.7% had been delivered to schools. So these two slides are showing us in terms of the provincial breakdown, the workbooks that were delivered, but it's still the same percentage. It's 99.8%. This one is volume two, which I've already covered in the previous slide. And we know how important reading is. So the primary school reading improvement plan, the service level agreement has been signed between the DBE and NECT. I think that's the important part on this slide. And this one covers the subject committees, and it covers the teacher guides, which are also an integral part of the teaching and learning. Inclusive education online monitoring has been conducted on the LSPID learners with severe to profound intellectual disabilities. Then the second chance program, the slide is talking about the interventions and also second chance taking place in two phases, phase one and phase two. Also the program providing employment opportunities to hundreds 100 unemployed youth, and that is also important as part of the economic empowerment program. As we move into program three, teachers, education, human resource, and institutional development, the program of program three has one quarterly indicator that has been achieved. So what we see and not color-coded is the milestones, but there is some work happening because we check even on the milestones. But we already reflected on the Funza Lushaka one, which is 3.1.3, the number of bursaries that were awarded. We have exceeded the target. This is the quarterly indicator which has been achieved. It's the only quarterly indicator under this program. And we can see even on this slide, the indicators, I mean, the targets are already achieved by end of quarter three. So in terms of in the following slide, I think I will touch on the digital skills because the teacher development is critical to improve teaching and learning. 434 teachers were trained in digital skills, and 138 teacher center managers were trained also on the UNESCO digital teacher training. So the department collaborated with SchoolNet to train extra 5,000 teachers on using or integrating the ICTs into teaching and learning. On this slide, I would like to take the second and the last bullets in terms of the young educators entering the system, the qualified educators age 30 years and below, a total of 2,428 were appointed during the period or reporting period. 716 permanent, 1,153 temporary, and 559 substitute appointments. And the last bullet talks to placement of Funza Lushaka graduates in provincial education departments. As at quarter three, percentage is 68%, 2,954 out of 4,348. And then we provide the percentages per provincial education department. The two slides are also talking the two bullets. This one on the educators aged 30 and below, 68%. And this one is talking to the number of Funza Lushaka bursary graduates that have been placed. CPTD, continuing professional teacher development, 905 elite teachers were trained, and a total of 17,099 teachers out of the 22,500 targeted were trained in October. And national teacher awards were held on 20 October, where 40 teachers were awarded in 14 categories. And this is also to motivate our teachers on their everyday teaching. Monitoring of the implementation of QMS was finalized in the 6 PEDs, but this is also covered in the slides, in the indicator slides, where the target shows as already achieved by end of quarter three. On this slide, I can talk to the verification of the 3%. It's 3% of the 1,000 sample schools on the functionality of school governing bodies, which was conducted in Free State, Limpopo, Mpumalanga Northwest, and Gauteng provinces. And the same also percentage, 3% of the 1,000 sample schools was conducted on the availability and implementation of management documents in the following provinces. I've already reflected on the Funza Lusaka, and this is also in terms of teacher development, additional teacher development, but I've also touched on a number of trainings in the previous slides. And that takes us to program four. Program four does not have quarterly targets. It only has annual targets. And we've also tried to reflect in terms of the performance as by end of quarter three against the targets. These are the RCD indicators, and these are the assessment as well as the systems indicators and targets. And these are all the annual indicators, which I'm also not going through one by one. Some have also been covered under the slides on the bullets. For instance, the early learning national assessment was covered, and also 4.3.2, it's those surveys I spoke about that 3% of the sampled schools has been verified. So these, we can then move to educational, to the systems or management systems. I can highlight the SASEMS modernization, the Cybergate investigation on the modernized SASEMS has been completed, and NCT has put together an action plan to address the results, and they have also developed a detailed recovery plan, which was shared with the project steering committee, the SASEMS team, DBE, both DBE and CETA. Public exams, I think I won't reflect much also on the exams because these have been overtaken by the events. Even the results were released by Minister on the 19th of January. This was more about the administration of exams and how many candidates wrote, with which I covered that under the highlights. This is about also the certification in terms of the bulk certification. I will also not go through those slides one by one. In terms of provincial and district planning and implementation support, there was a critical discussion during the HEDCOM subcommittee on district coordination, monitoring and support on the implementation of the minimum district staffing norms as captured in the amended policy on the organization roles and responsibilities of education district. DBE has collaborated with NECT on the integrated district support program. And in this regard, a concept document and questions have been developed. School calendars, the HEDCOM and CEM adopted the 2025 school calendar and recommended it for the minister to publish. So LTC that plays a critical role in mobilizing the community also to take part in all the educational activities, including the social ills that we see imminent also in our schools and around our communities. So they have they conduct the campaigns. So they concluded the following campaigns like second chance, the ECD, anti-bullying, promotion of learner pregnancy policy, school safety, parental youth employment initiative, and the others. I think the NIDU had 27 sharing sessions that were held to mediate the report on teaching every learner to read at an age appropriate level. And that's also very key, because the reading is key for our, especially for our 10-year-olds to read for meaning, as pronounced in the SONA as well as the medium-term strategic framework. There was 1,647 participants in those sessions, or 27 sharing sessions. That takes us to the last program, program five. Program five, excuse me, has three quarterly indicators. We can see the first one here, and achieved 2 out of 3, and we already covered the one in red, which was not achieved. After the summary of the performance that I did, I even went into the slide that provides the detail in terms of this indicator. So program five is more about the support programs for the learners. On this slide, it focuses on the sports, football, then the implementation of the protocol also with the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, the SASC National Coordinator meeting at a committee, at a meeting to deliberate on the 2023 participation rules. We know that June is coming soon, so we will be having this also competition. Safety in education. The department monitored 20 districts across the three PEDs or provinces, Limpopo, Free State and Gauteng, to monitor the national school safety framework. Social cohesion, there's a number of also activities or programs under social cohesion and equity in education. There was a commemoration of the International Day of the Girl Child in October, and there were consultations also on the guidelines for social educational inclusion of diverse sexual orientations, gender identity expression, and sex characteristics, the SOGISEC, in schools in the two provinces, Eastern Cape and Northwest. There was also a competition, Inkosi Albert Luthuli, oral history in collaboration with the Luthuli Museum in October, and that was in ZN. Health promotion, I'll talk about the 37 school monitoring visits that were conducted to build up activities towards World AIDS Day commemoration, which was in December. The second draft, also conditional grant framework, developed and was presented at the interprovincial meeting and also to Treasury in November. DBE and Northwest co-hosted learner pregnancy prevention and management policy dissemination workshop in November. National deworming, I covered that under the highlights. The TB field guide review process has been completed. And then the first draft of the revised TB field has been finalized. School nutrition, 13 schools were monitored on the provision of nutritious meals and compliance with feeding requirements. But this monitoring, the results of the monitoring will feed into a consolidated report or detailed report by end of the financial year, which looks at the compliance in terms of the school nutrition. And as I end this, the two slides are also reflecting on the National School Nutrition Program. And this one is on the number of learners, which is 9.6 million. Oh, I thought there was another slide. Sorry about that. Because we normally separate the learners and the schools. Thank you so much, Chair. I'm done. Then there's also a finance part by the CFO.
Good morning.
No.
Yeah, good morning, Chair, and good morning, members of the Portfolio Committee, the Minister, the DG and colleagues. If we can go to the next slide, the slide on the, not this one, the one on the table on yeah, thank you. Chair, the spending as at the end of the third quarter was 80.5%. What we normally do is we compare the spending against the straight line method. For example, if at the end of the third quarter, the year would have done 75%, which is 3/4. So any spending that is materially different or deviant from the 75% would need an explanation. For example, under Program 2, the spending was 68%, and that is because most of that budget consists of the workbooks, as has been presented by Ms. Bonambi. The delivery of the workbooks are reaching completion as at the end of the third quarter. So we get in the invoices, mainly the final invoices in the fourth quarter, and we are busy paying that. We checked, Chair, just to clarify, we checked our spending reports as at today. And the goods and services budget, which consists of this curriculum policy, has moved to 93%. But I'll talk to that in the next slide. And then the other concern that may be raised is the fact that the program 3 has spent 95%, 94.78, which is close to finishing the budget. The reason for that is that the program 3, the bulk of this budget is the Funzal Shaka bazaars, which are paid at the beginning of the financial year, mainly in April, paid to universities. So we're not going to be having a lot of additional spending in this area. We can move to the next slide, the slide on the economic classification. Yeah, it's this one. Thank you. Yeah, this is the same information, except that whereas the first slide was per program, this one is per economic classification. Goods and services is at 58%, and as I indicated earlier, the workbooks budget falls into this economic classification item. And I was indicating earlier that when we checked, we drew the report this morning, this 58.64% for goods and services has moved up to 93%. So we are actually on par with regards to spending most, if not all, of this budget. The other one that may be of concern is payment of capital assets, which is at 52%. This is the RCD grant, the SIBG, which is the school's infrastructure backlog grant. It started off very slowly, and that's why we were at 52.4% as at the third quarter. When we checked this morning, the spending had gone up to 81.2%, and we are still expecting this spending to go higher. We should spend as close as possible to the 100% of the budget. We can go to the next slide. Next slide. And then this one is conditional grants, Chair. the transfers to provinces. There are no concerns here because we were at 83.97%. The conditional grants are transferred to provinces on a predetermined program. Basically, we determine that upfront at the beginning of the financial year, that at a certain stage, this is how much we'll transfer to this province. So we are on par on that one. Next slide. This one is transfers to other entities. Even on this one, we don't have major concerns, except that towards the bottom there, Chair, we've got the ECD entities like Buhambo, SA Congress for ECD, and that I said, which were at 50% at the end of the third quarter. We can report, Chair, that as said today, we've transferred all the funds. Those 50% are at 100% as we speak. Can you go to the next slide? This one as well, it transfers to entities like Umalusi, TDP, CETA, and SAIS. We were on par as at the third quarter, we were at 75%. So there are no concerns here. The next slide, I think it should be the last. Yeah, this one is basically the detailed slide on the schools backlog infrastructure grant. The summary thereof has been spoken to in under economic classification. I think this is the last slide. Let's just check. Thank you, Chair.
Colleagues, on operating on borrowed roads, can you all hear me?
Loud
and clear.
We can hear you, the Democrat.
No, thank you very much. The Chair requested Honorable Aduans to take over. Honorable Aduans fainted along the way. She requested me to take over, and now I'm in charge. Good morning. Good morning, Minister.
No, good morning. Good morning, Chair. I'm here.
Yeah, thank
you. I hear you're in charge, the man of power. No, we are under your command, Chair.
No, thank you very much. Colleagues, the presentation has been done. I thought officially Mr. Kunong will hand over to the minister will hand over to the chair, but in any case, it got hijacked along the way. Minister, can we now say that Mr. Kunong has finished? You take over and you will hand over after some additions that you shall have made.
Oh, no, thank you, Chair. We are all in your hands. As soon as the DG handed over, so we are in your hands. We will then await your leadership.
No, thank you very much. I'm going to plead with somebody, especially the host, to assist me. What we are going to request now is for honorable members to have a bite on these presentations as done, so that those who have got questions can raise their hands, and I may not be able to see those hands. Somebody will have to come to my assistance. Can we start noticing hands?
I will assist you, Bruce Dolan-Beck.
No, thank you very much. Can we notice the hands?
Yeah, there's an hand of Honorable Marona Van Zyl. One will not data. I think for now there are those two ends only.
Thank you very much, Honorable Aduans, for your assistance. Can we talk to the report or the presentations in that order?
And that's the Honorable. Yes, sorry, my friend. Honorable Chair also has raised his hand. So there are three hands.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to the both of the acting chairpersons. Good morning to the members on the group, to the minister, and also to the staff, all protocol observed. I've just got a couple of questions on a couple of slides, and I'm going to start on slide 8. Slide 8 says, I think it's the third or fourth bullet point, it says the writing of the November 2022 NSC examination was completed without significant irregularities that could have jeopardized its integrity and credibility. Now, we all know about the scandals in the couple of provinces where the WhatsApps were sent, those groups for the teachers, and we've not actually received anything back from those investigations. So it's quite worrying that it says here that it was completed without significant irregularities that it could have jeopardized its integrity and credibility, because to me, if learners and teachers work together to get answers, that definitely jeopardizes the integrity. Then on slide 12, it talks about this end the school-related gender-based violence program. And it's quite worrying to see the numbers there and the schools that actually don't participate actively in this program. We know it's a societal ill. It affects many residents of South Africa, and especially in schools, it's starting to come in big numbers. So what is the department going to do to keep provincial education departments accountable and have all the schools partake in that end school gender-based violence programs? And then on Funza Lushaka, I think that was pages 70 and 71, it stated that 68% of the graduates, I think it's 2,954 graduates, are eligible for placement and were placed at the end of December 2022, which means that nearly 1,400 remains unplaced. What exactly is happening here, colleagues? Because you will find, and we saw it on our oversight in KZN also a couple of weeks back, that we do have a shortage of teachers. There's all these unplaced, and I think it was even broken down into provinces, and I cannot understand how we cannot place these graduates that's ready to go to schools when we have a shortage of quality in teaching, quality in learning and teaching. We have a shortage. There's no staff members. There's no educators. So my question really is what is the department going to do about linking these shortages of teachers with these learners that is not, or these teachers that is not placed? For that, for the moment, thank you. Cheers.
Thank you, Baba Nodada.
Thank you so much, Principal Chair. Good morning to everyone. Thank you for the presentation. It's appreciated that actually, Chair, you took a decision to actually club them together, because then it becomes assistive. I just want to start with the comments that you, Chair, and the minister made in the beginning, glanced over as part of your political remarks before going to the presentation, that it's a pity. Obviously, we didn't we couldn't join this past weekend. We had our own provincial congress, but we had a representative that was there, and the feedback of those public hearings has been good. And I'm glad that you've reflected that we are able to speak across political lines, because we are in this committee as members of parliament, first and foremost, so that we represent people. I do, however, want to indicate, Chair, that I have written to you regarding two things. One is the submissions that were made to the committee and how those have been dealt with. As there's been indication that some have been clubbed together because they come from certain organizations, even though it's individual people that have made their voices heard, and some have been seemingly taken as individual submissions, even though they've been sent through with groups of people. So it will be very important, Chair, to make sure that that particular process, inclusive of the public hearings, we don't group people, but we take them as individuals, as indicated. Secondly, there has been a concern I mean, a number of people have written to me, even some terming it as, you know, these public hearings seem to be a secretive thing or something like that. So it would be interesting to hear, where do we publicize these? And, you know, are they reaching the far-flung areas that we need them to reach, particularly in the areas that we're going to be visiting and the provinces that we're going to be visiting? So if people have an interest to get there, they are able to get there. So that we make sure that what the minister has raised, you know, processing the bill because of the large interest and it being, you know, first, you know, amendment to some of the act in a while, in fact, in a couple of years, is actually done in a very thorough and inclusive manner. So I'm looking forward to hearing your response on that, Chair, and so that we also get clarity and we clarified, we're all on the same page, like we've always been as a committee. You know, obviously we'll differ there and there, but I think under general, we are always in understanding of each other's views. Now, coming to the presentation, I just want to reflect on something. When we do oversights to schools, there are many challenges that, you know, we firsthand go see for ourselves and experience. In relation to infrastructure, you know, learner material, you know, some SGBs that are not functional. And you find that there's a massive gap with the quality of teaching in the classroom. And I think the international tests on language and maths have proven that to us. And, you know, you'll find that, you know, a lot of schools don't have access either to one, electricity, if there is electricity, there's a challenge of either network or access to ICT, even though they have computers, they might not have Wi-Fi. I think we're all aware of these circumstances. And there's a major issue that's resurfacing now around safety, you know, children being stabbed. You know, somebody laughed last year when I raised this issue about 7,000 schools not having proper fencing and, you know, it being prone to some of these violent behavioral incidences that can take place in schools. And obviously the curriculum being trimmed, it still is a challenge in terms of the pace, you know, of that particular content in the CAPS curriculum. So these are some of the challenges that we come across in schools. And recently, this past weekend, I was in Dr. Bay's Nodia, where they raised an issue around inclusive education, which are some of the things that resurface. And obviously, as much as we're getting this particular report, I also want to kind of probe into the report, but also just trigger some thinking around when we do set some of these targets that we put as part of the department's plans, and when we do report on them, we're able to cite practical examples of how these things tangibly work on the ground to practically improve some of the challenges that we come across in different district circuits and provinces generally on these challenges. So the first question I want to ask is, I received a message, you know, last night that there are some schools that still don't have the LTSM. And I wanted to check with the department, based on this presentation that you have, do we still have any schools without sufficient LTSM? And, you know, have you done that particular oversight to provinces, districts to ensure that learner material actually is there and it's available? And I do see on this particular presentation that there is, you know, the budget is not fully spent and it's indicated that it will be spent in the fourth quarter. Maybe if you can give clarity on that particular issue. The second one is, Honorable Fanzel touched on this around the shortage of teachers, right? Do we have, particularly in this particular framework, any unfilled posts, you know, or vacant posts in the system? I remember there was a moratorium, you know, on the appointment of teachers and all of that. Is that still in place? Why is it that we still have a shortage of teachers? In some instances, I mean, I went to Konka Secondary School in Machese, not the Konka, you know, Honorable Letia. It was Gonga High School and Secondary School in Murchison, where they had a large number of vacancies in their PPN. And I wanted to check, you know, do we still have, you know, a problem of filling those vacancies because of the shortage of teachers, or do we have unfilled vacancies because, you know, of any other reason, you know, that you may have picked up in the system? And it'll be interesting to know that. The third one is, in terms of the behavioral challenges that we have on schools regarding safety, there's a proposal that I put on the table, Minister, that is it not possible to engage the Department of Higher Education in the placement of social work and psychology graduates that have to do some form of practical work as part of the graduation program, that we can have a program to place them in high-risk areas. And I could think of Brakpan as one, high-risk areas where it can help with the behavioral challenges of the learners that we have in those particular high-risk areas that might have behavioral challenges, not only serving those particular learners, but also that particular community in which the school exists in. And I ask this because I'm also poking into our thinking when we do set the targets moving forward, even though I know that's not at the time now, but it'll be interesting to hear what your views are on that. And then in terms of the second last one, in terms of the professional development of teachers, that ambit in a way lies with SACE, but you know, we also rely on universities to professionally develop our teachers based on the qualifications that they get. But you do find that there is a massive challenge, like I've indicated before, of quality teaching in the classroom. Is there a way, a strategic mechanism that has been put in place beyond the existence of SACE, which obviously has failed in their duty in the previous report, as the Auditor General has indicated, that is going to help with the professional development of our teachers, especially in line with the three-stream curriculum model that we're trying to put in place to develop the skills we need for you know, apprenticeship, vocational and occupational streams that can be able to enable people to get work? Because that is a major area that I think, you know, we are lacking and we seem to be lackluster about. And the consequences, you know, for either principals that perform poorly in their schools or teachers that perform poorly in their schools, there seems to be no accountability mechanism that is put in place for that. And, you know, I'd be interested to hear, based on this particular quarter two and three report, whether there's been thought around that. And then the last one is, just check off my thing. Cool. I think I'll stop there for now. Meeting, but let me pause there.
Ke ya na principal. Greet you, Chairperson, all members of Parliament and everybody else on the platform and who may be watching from different platforms. Chair, mine is very simple. Just to congratulate the department for doing extremely well. They've, you see, if you look at the beginning of the presentation, there were shortfalls on quarter two, on achievements on quarter two, which they identified. And and all of them were addressed in quota 3. I think it's something that must not be taken lightly. Must congratulate the department for on their own, not waiting for either the AG or ourselves to come and lambast them before they rectify their shortfalls. We thank them for doing so. Maybe also to say to them in Kotri, there were about 5 districts that did not achieve their targets on Program 5. It's mainly due to the fact that provinces did not submit on time. I'm hoping they've also Program 5 on that one of school-related gender-based violence. I'm hoping that they've also, on their own again, identified that as a challenge and would have engaged all the districts that did not meet the targets. And they're saying it's because they did not submit on time. They submitted, I think, a few days after the required 45 days, if I'm not mistaken. I'm hoping that when they come to respond, they will say they've already had mitigating strategies on how to address this shortfall. That's all I wanted to say, Chair, that say we're very happy with them to have achieved our challenges. They were able to identify them and rectify them themselves. We're extremely happy. We hope that at the end of the financial year, they would have reached all the targets and spend the money accordingly. Maybe lastly, Chair, just to check, maybe with the CFO, if there were challenges in payment to service providers within the stipulated 30-day period, if we had challenges there, I know they might not have the stats with them now, but maybe they can just respond to us in writing there. But for an example, they had X number of invoices that were submitted, and Y number of those invoices were paid on time. I'm asking this, Chair, because generally when you have small businesses who are providing services to government, many of them in our constituencies sometimes ask us questions or they complain that they are sometimes paid late. So I just wanted to check if in this particular department we have such challenges and what is it that we can do to avert this challenge moving forward. Thank you very much, Chair.
Are you done? Mona Mogolo, you finished?
Done.
Thank you very much. Honorable Aduans, do we have got any other hand which might have been possibly a resultant of provocation?
There's no hand, Chair.
No hand.
No hand. Honorable Minister, Mama Angie, I'm handing over to you.
No, Chair, thank you very much. And Chair, I want to attempt to answer all questions. DG is here, and indeed there are administrative questions, but I thought I should just pick up one or two that came from, which came earlier about maybe sugarcoating irregularities we can't. What we can do, Chair, is also to give you the status report of where we are with the different investigations. Because what will happen when there is a case which is criminal, we hand it over to the police and it develops its own life, and it will be, I think the results will get later, but there's no reason for us to sugarcoat. We said the significant, we said without significant irregularities. We didn't say that there were no regularities. That's why we use the word without significant, which means they were indeed, and we can report how far we are. But we call them insignificant in a sense that through the work that we would have done through your what you call your marking, specialized marking investigations, we were able to identify where there would have been serious breaches, where we just feel that here there's been a very serious a challenge in giving credibility to our results. But DG can explain later. But we have, the point I'm trying to make here, there's no reason for us. We have no reason to want to sugarcoat things. We have nothing to gain and nothing to lose. And the only thing we can do is to give you the truth. And that's why even Omar itself, which is independent, were to give a report and was able to certify that the results could be released because they were credible. So I just thought I should raise that one out. The other one also about the employment of teachers. Yes, indeed, we have statistics even from districts. I mean, yesterday I was getting a report about vacancies in sectors, in districts, in provinces, where the challenges are. Obviously, education being an intensely human resource endeavor, we have people moving in and out, and we have to be employing on an ongoing basis. But with regards to teachers, especially with KZN, if you recall, Chair, the Minister of Finance even gave special funding to education because you place, if you place, you have to pay. You can't just place because there's a vacancy. You have to make sure that when you place, then there's money to pay. Otherwise, you won't run the system if you really work on the basis of then there's a vacancy, tomorrow you're placing. KZN has been allocated extra funds, and I know for a fact that the MEC and her team have started looking at placements. So it's not only funds that Lushaka kids that are outside the system. We have a very nice sweet problem. It's sweet in the sense that we have reached a stage where we have enough supply on the side, but it's bitter in a sense that you don't want young people, either through Funza, Nest funds, or even their parents' funds, that after completing school, they are unable to find jobs. That's what we don't want to do. So I fully agree with the member to say there is a need to find placements for young graduates as soon as they complete. The other one which also came, which I wanted to respond to without responding to all questions, is around school safety. Member Ndodada is right that we should look at different creative ways of ensuring that schools are a safe environment and conducive to learning. And I can assure member, unfortunately it's patchy, that different provinces do different things. As nationally, we develop a framework to say that's what will happen, but the implementation is in provinces. And the implementation is not uniform. In some instances, and sometimes it's advantageous because you can get creativity, which you may not have innovated yourself. I always make an example, Chair, of your adopted school, a COP program here in Midrand. I think it's one of the best programs. It's a very integrated program because it happens within a second. And the second of the police stations themselves have young police dedicated to working in schools. And they work in schools not to go on only do searches or arrests, but to integrate or to work with young people on social determinants of crime. So they organize sports with these young people to really get a sense of their well-being, even outside school. And they've been making great breakthroughs and giving us very helpful information, which on our own as the sector would not have been able to do it. For instance, they profiled children who are giving us lots of difficulties. rather than arresting them as criminals, or to working with social workers in the area. Profile those young people, follow them homes, because teachers can't go into homes, children's homes, but social workers are allowed by law to follow up children in their homes. And they pick up that the area in which we are serving in Midrand, it's mainly single parents or domestic workers, and they put shacks next into the area. So Monday to Friday, the children are simply, they're helping themselves. Mothers come back Saturday afternoon, they're doing their washing, they're cooking, they're going to church. Monday, they're going back to work. So basically, they're unsupervised children. There's no support. And as I said, something that we'll not pick up on our own, because we'll not be able to follow them as groups into their home, but social workers help us. So I agree with Mema, that we should find ways of how do we creatively create safe environments for our kids through working with universities where they can play, but working with social development in terms of their mandate and their ability, and tailor making the adopted school not to be only searches and seizures in schools, but creating a youth friendly and a youth safe environment within a community and using all the resources that are there in the community. So I agree with him on what he's saying. But Chair, I don't want to delve into technical questions, but we'll hand over to the DG to respond to some of the comments that members have made. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable.
The minister was very elaborate. Can you hear me?
Faintly, I can hear you faintly, but can you hear me? I hope you can hear me.
Gigi.
Chair, can you hear me?
Elaborate. She actually told that. Oh my God. Yes, we can hear you, but it appears you can't hear us.
I can hear you clearly.
Gigi.
My goodness.
Okay, no, take over, Baba.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Chair.
We hear you
Honorable
now.
Members. I'm quickly going to try and just comment or respond to some of the questions. The Minister has responded to the question raised by Honorable Van Wyk. It's actually a verbatim extraction of the statement released by Uma Lucy to say insignificant irregularities which did not lead to compromising there. It's verbatim. It's there in the statement of Uma Lucy. We are quoting Uma Lucy. School-based related gender-based violence, we monitor provinces, and that's why we even indicated that when it comes to an indicator under Program 5, we didn't get sufficient evidence to be able to indicate the achievement of that indicator. We monitor that. We monitor provinces quite closely. Dr. Whittle and the team are working with provinces to get the requisite evidence that could indicate whether the matter has been successfully dealt with. Graduates that are unplaced, the experts, particularly from the Department of Higher Education and Training, are saying we don't have an absolute shortage of teachers, but it's relative. In other words, it's in certain subjects, your still gateway subjects, although Funza Lushaka has really responded to that compared to what we used to have before. But we also monitor the placement of teachers. And we said vacancies should not exceed 10%, and we monitor that throughout the year. 10% because of natural attrition, 10% because of retirement, and all of those things, and the system not being able to replace those teachers quickly. We do monitor that. Mr. Pariaki's branch is responsible for doing that. They do monitor, placement of teachers through Funza Lushaka. So 400 could be those that are there, but we can't place them because we don't need them. And at that point in time, when the vacancies occur, people who have graduated cannot necessarily be placed because the vacancies have not occurred for them. It could be in terms of specific subjects. It could be in terms of phases, either foundation phase, intermediate phase, et cetera, and et cetera. Honorable Nodada, well, trim curriculum. In fact, the experts are saying the improvement that we have seen from 2020 to 2022 is because the trim curriculum has helped to focus on the fundamentals of learning. And people are saying it has afforded us to focus on the depth rather than the width, because the major weakness of implementing a curriculum was that a curriculum is too wide and it doesn't afford teachers and learners to focus on the depth. If you look at international studies, that's what they've been raising. But the TRIM curriculum has afforded teachers and learners to address the depth, and that seems to be working from the improvements that we have seen in the NSC from 2020 up to 2022. Inclusive education, white paper 6 is under review, and we've made very good progress in terms of, providing quality education for learners with special education needs. But the branches and the line function managers are here. They could also add in that respect. There's still a lot to be done. Still in inclusive education, even so, during the release of the results, the minister insisted that we include them as well, and that has been done. LTSM, we monitor LTSM coverage, we do. And the shortages could be there simply because the learners have lost LTSM and so on. But the fourth quarter is about workbooks, and workbooks are provided to all learners. You've been out to schools, no oversight visit has ever said we couldn't find workbooks. And the fourth quarter is just about payment, but all workbooks are indeed provided to all the learners who are supposed to get them. There's no shortage of workbooks. That's what we are reporting on, not your normal LTSM. The budget spending, I've spoken to that. It's simply because delivery happens for volume 1, volume 2, volume 3, up to volume 4, and then only pay at the end of delivering volume 4, which is towards the end of quarter 4. It's a risk that you are managing, but for all these years, we've never failed to be able to pay all the money to the service provider that is providing workbooks. You might not find some textbook somewhere, but I can put my head on the block. Workbooks are monitored in terms of delivery, and we have not received complaints about the delivery of workbooks. Shortage of teachers, the minister has addressed that. Moratorium does not apply to all provinces. If the situation varies from one province to the other, depending on the situation in their compensation of employees, but the moratorium does not apply to all the 9 provinces. But it depends, and provincial treasuries place provincial education departments based on their cash flow and their financial situation, and then declare a moratorium on the filling of vacancies. And then graduates for social and psychological services, working with the Department of Higher Education and Training. Well, we do, through the grant of LSTID now, have a multidisciplinary team of social workers, psychologists, therapists that are placed at district level and other strategic points. And it's actually provinces and districts that determine the placement of such. And you are able to get the services provided to your high-risk areas, which are mainly determined by provinces. Professional development of teachers. If there's anything that we do, If there's anything that we do is the training and development of teachers, so provinces, we can provide the activities that provinces are carrying out for the development of teachers. They play a very small role in the professional development of teachers. Accountability mechanisms for school principals, they are there. We also use the South African Schools Act to deal with the underperformance of school principals. We've now introduced a performance management system called Quality Management System, whose core is the improvement of learning outcomes, and school principals are held accountable in terms of the quality management system. And that's why the system is improving, because the accountability bar has been raised. Honorable Nisir, thank you very much for your compliment. Indeed, we were upfront about shortcomings that we identified in quarter two and quarter three, and we've attempted to address those, including the ones of districts under Program 5. That's the one that I spoke to in my opening comment, to say that Dr. Whittle is working with districts to address this. Challenges of paying service providers within 30 days. We don't have many, but Mr. Kuno can provide the exact figures. It's usually under 1%, and usually it's linked to the glitches in the system, which I'm following and observing quite closely. Minister, I think that's how far I could go in terms of responding to questions raised by honorable members. Maybe I could ask Mr. Kuno and Dr. Whittle just to come in terms of service providers that are not paid within 30 days. And then the issue of five districts, Dr. Whittle, that you are working on in terms of the evidence that we require. Thank you for indulging me, and I hope that you can still hear me. But I've been following you throughout. I've never missed you. Connectivity has been very gracious to me. Thank you, Minister. And thank you, Chair and Honorable Member. Mr. Kuno and Dr. Whittle.
I can go first if you're struggling to unmute CFO. Just to say, DG, that in terms of the process, you are right. It's a technical matter that we're dealing with, and we've got teams out in the provinces at the moment to try and remedy the evidence problem that has been identified. I thought I may as well also comment on the issue of social workers, just to indicate that we also have about 3,500 young people. We call them learner support agents. We allocate them to schools that are in high-risk areas. We provide a level of training to them. We currently finalizing a short course working with the University of Johannesburg, and they specifically work in schools to support those at-risk learners in those areas. Thanks, DG.
Mr. Kuno, CFO, payment of service providers within 30 days. Do you have figures there for us?
Yes, DG, sorry, I was struggling to unmute. It's on the screen, that slide number 14, Honorable Lucia. Yeah, that's 1.1.1. It shows that on quarter one, we paid 100% of the invoices.
Colleague, are you able to hear me? Or is he as fainting as I can hear you?
Yeah, he's very far from the mouse. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you get closer to the mic, Rekunong, please, and up.
Can you hear me? Is it better now?
Much better, thanks.
Oh, okay. I was saying, I was responding to Honorable Tia's question. to say that slide 14 that we show in there shows that for all the three quarters, we've paid 100% of all the invoices.
Are you done, Baba?
I'm done, Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Then you hand over the baton to the DG. The DG hands over to the minister. The minister will hand over to the chair.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. DG, over to you. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Rekuno. Thank you, Honorable Chair, Minister, Honorable Minister. I'm handing over to you. Thank you, Minister. Minister, we are done. In terms of the protocol, we are handing over to the minister for the minister to the chair.
I'm teaching you protocol and respect. Minister, the ball is in the court.
DG should also know that they are regional alliances with the chair. So you never allow me to be trampled. So you should also know it's not only from the committee, but there are other areas. So Chair, thank you very much. And as DG correctly says, we really appreciate the interaction with the committee, with members and the engagement. It always helps us sometimes when we have had an interaction with yourselves to see at the blind spots, but as the representatives of different communities, also to just get an inclination as to what are the concerns that people have around our sector, because our sector is broad and difficult and we need everybody's voices. So we always appreciate as I say, input that not that nobody is able to we really appreciate it. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Aduans, could there be any follow-up maybe indicated on your platform that side before we wrap up? Honorable Aduans?
No follow-up, Chair Wafai.
Thank you very much. But now I wanted, you see, to hand over to her. You know, 48 laws of power never outshine your master. She's my master. I wanted to hand over to her so that she wraps up and also be giving directives with regard to the other part that we'll be getting into. Honorable Aduans?
I'm listening, Honorable.
You see, she's allowing me now.
Am I audible?
Yes, now, can you wrap up and then... yes, you are audible. Can you wrap up, ma'am?
No, thank
48
you.
Laws of power.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mawaseta, and... to all members who ask questions, the presenters will give us the presentation led by the minister, the DG and the entire team. I'm sure members have been clarified. Now we'll allow the team from the DBE led by the minister to excuse us. There are a few other questions that were raised by Honorable Notata on the issue of on the parliamentary side regarding the bill. But we'll allow other members to others to leave. Minister, thank you so much, Siyabulela, that you were able to come and lead your team to give us the progress on the two quarter two and quarter three. We are happy that we are on par, and we see that what is happening, and we're able to even be given responses, not just responses, but even explanations on why other things
are happening as they are. But siyabulela kakhulu. We are released for now until we meet again. Thank you very much. I hope I was audible. Yes?
Thank you. Yeah, you were very clear, Mama. Thank you. And thank you very much, DG. I see you next time when you see me.
Before we go 2 minutes, Mr. Brown, I don't know if you'll be able or you'll be in a position to respond to some of the concerns and some clarity seeking questions that were raised by Honorable Notata regarding some letter you wrote to the chairperson, not to myself, to the real chair of the portfolio committee. And I think she has mentioned it in her opening when she welcomed us. Would you or anyone else that can be delegated to respond to that? Because I don't think this has anything to do with the department.
No, thank you, Chairperson. I'm sure my colleague, Ms. Mbulik Chikwane, will also come in. But just to confirm that there was correspondence sent from Honorable Nodada in respect of the matters that he has raised. And the matter is receiving attention. I do believe that a response is being formulated for the Chairperson before we submit to Mr. Honorable Nodada. On the other issue that Honorable Nodada raised in respect of the feedback and the advocacy of the hearings, we have the necessary parliamentary units that are involved in the public participation hearings. And of course, they are out in the field and out on the ground in the provinces at least two to three weeks prior to the portfolio committee actually having the hearings. And this is in the form of all the necessary different platforms, YouTube, etc. There's quite a few platforms, and I think members can attest to the fact that for the 3 days that we were in the hearings, we had overflows in all three venues. So the attendance was fairly good from our standpoint, and that the message should have gone out to the public. And that is how the public education unit has been doing the necessary in respect of alerting and sensitizing members of the public to the hearings. Other than that, Chair, I'm not sure if my colleague, Ms. Mbudi Muchikwane, would like to come in as well.
Mrs. Muchikwane?
Thank you. Members of the portfolio, good morning.
Can hear you properly. Can you put your mic in a correct place?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You're thank better you. Now. The letter from Honorable Nodada is received. Currently, we are busy processing the responses and to ensure that the response is received within and before the due date. To date, I have collected the media alerts from the Parliamentary Communication Services, which informed the public about public hearings. I am awaiting the radio quota attached as part of the evidence of the information to the public regarding the public hearings. The training which was conducted by the police in the Parliamentary the training manual or also form part of that. And the question he raises regarding the clubbing together of the submissions or individual submissions as a process of dealing that the submissions will be responded to a logic of the
Posh. Is it only me or Sis Posh has disappeared?
I'm still
no,
the platform.
She has, she keeps on dying and resurrecting, dying and resurrecting. We will have to be patient with her.
Okay. Sister, you can continue.
Okay, let me try to rephrase what I said. I indicated that the letter from Honorable Lord Doctor has been received, and currently we are processing the response to the letter. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Sis Posh.
Oh, okay.
Continue.
So the response will be facilitated or sent through before the deadline date. DT has given us 7 days to respond to. Also, I want to just add that I have tried to collect the media alerts which were used by the Parliamentary Communication Service to inform the public about the public. Also, I'm awaiting the radio podcast, which are also an evidence of the fact that radio stations or media stations were part of the process to inform the public about these public hearings. The last part would be the written submissions we referred to the club together or individual submissions, whereby I'm indicating that that will be responded as part of the methodology, how we have processed written submissions. We'll draft that in there.
Well, this question is breaking up. Let's agree that we hear the some of the of the responses. Moreover, regarding the letter of Honorable Notata, that they are still in a process of responding to him. However, when we meet as a committee and the parliamentary staff and everyone were in a plenary session a day before we start, or even this time we started, we met the same day when we were about to start, all members were briefed about all the processes that were followed, all the questions that were raised, including the one of venues, was responded to in that plenary session meeting. We were all given a briefing on what has transpired, and also what is it that we're going to be experiencing going to public hearings, be it the security cluster presented, everyone presented in that meeting, those that were planning, your sound and system and everyone, the venues, everything was actually explained in that meeting. So all members that attended, I think it was only Honorable Desiree that one was not in that morning session. But as I recall, most of us were there. Honorable Mashavela was there. We were there, all of us, when we were called to get a briefing and get clarities on how the team has worked in making sure that those meetings or public hearings are taking place and people have been mobilized to come and attend. So I think Mayor Motsekwane was trying to explain to us all the processes, how they unfolded, the preparations, how they were done. And it's done by them on their side. So I'm sure even when you go to Free State, we'll also receive that briefing before we even start with the public hearing sessions in Free State. So when it comes to venues, as Chairperson has indicated, everything is done by Abu Mr. Brown and the team, and at the personal level, I could also sense that the venues were balanced. You could find a venue that was in town, a venue that was in a township, and I could also say, like, your in November, it's mostly in a rural area. So I'm sure in all these areas we'll find such expression where rural people are also taken into consideration when all these public hearings are planned. Let us pause there for now, but as and when there's information coming in, I'm sure the team will make us aware, as they have been doing. Mr. Brown, can you flag the minutes? The minutes of the 21 February. Yes, Mr. Brown. Can you stop? I did not see the attendance. I don't think I was in this. Oh, I was in this one. It was on, and you went up very fast. Can I see the agenda again? Go down. Oh, it was a debriefing by the DBE on the analysis of SONAR 2023. Can you go up? I don't know if it's correct to say 2022, Mr. Brown. That is what is reflected in there. Briefing by the department. Do you see that? I think it's SONAR 2023, eh?
Yes, Chair, that's
okay.
2023.
Yes. And you also received a brief update on the status of the Bella Bill. There were apologies, attendance was there, was present, and the two apologies from Honorable Sutgirls and Fancy, the officials. parliamentary staff that were there, the introduction that the meeting was opened by the chairperson welcomed all of us, and then went over to the deputy minister who was leading the team from the DBE, who gave a political overview and also handed over to the DG to lead the team. There are the presentation on the analysis, implications, and impact on the President SONAR 2023, addressed by Dr. S. Taylor. You can move, Mr. Brown. That is the presentation, the portfolio committee, observations and questions. They were very lengthy. I remember Honorable Nodata was said that you raised about 26 questions. I don't know if that was true, but it was a very long session. We ended up concluding at almost 2 o'clock. You can move, Mr. Brown. Responses and observations from DM and the team. And then we received the presentation from the Bella Bill submissions presented by Sis Pushia Mbude Mchekwane. I think there was also questions that were raised on the update, and the responses were also provided. And then there was a consideration of minutes of and also the announcement of this meeting of today and the meeting adjourned at 13:45. Those are the minutes, honorable members. Can we make some corrections? And then we move to adopt the minutes. And can I see hands?
Yeah, my hand is up, just that it is inconspicuous. I move that this minute be adopted as the true record of what transpired on that day.
No corrections. Okay. Any second?
Chair, I second the move.
Mr. Swell, second, Honorable Swell seconds the move. Thank you very much. Is there anything again, Mr. Brown, that we need to deal with?
Yes, Chairperson, we have one more set of minutes and then that draft report. I'll put up the minutes of the 7th of Feb, which we still need to adopt.
Okay. I see there's a Mr. Pule Tsunke. Who is Mr. Pule Tsunke? The minutes of the 7th, I was not in this one. Honorable Principal, can you take over, or Honorable Litiye? Oh, he was not also here. Honorable Liabo, can you assist? Can somebody share this session, because I was not in this meeting.
No, Chair. On a point of procedure, you can chair, but you cannot move or second. Chairing, you can.
Let's continue then. Those were the ones who were present. The meeting was about the briefing from the department on the readiness of or state of readiness for 2023, and also consideration of draft minutes and reports. Those were attendance, members who attended, and those apologies. I don't see the apology on Honorable Litiye. Honorable Litiye, did you forward your apology here? If not, can you then move? Because you are not in the list of attended members, and also no apology on your side. If there's an oversight, it must be corrected. Hence, I want to check with you if there was an apology submitted. Honorable is fainted also. Can we then move?
Chairperson?
Yes?
Can you see my hand, or which hand are you able to see? The one of the old man, Siwela, or mine?
There are no hands. I see now the hand of Honorable Siwela.
Chair?
Yeah, let him speak.
I move that the minutes be adopted.
You have never seen the entire minute. Is it fine to adopt them like that?
Yeah, because we were there. Let's adopt them even when we don't see them.
No, but the chair said we must move.
Oh, I was
and
saying
I second you.
No, it's fine. Can Mr. Brown move? I was talking to Mr. Brown, actually. My apologies. Because I was requesting somebody else to chair. Hence, I said, let's move. We can move. The chairperson opened and welcomed everyone in the meeting. I see you, Mr. Swella, have moved to adopt the agenda, and Honorable Ngobo seconded. And the chairperson handed over to the DG, Director General, for the presentation. There's a presentation that was presented by Ms. Gaya. We can then move DG. We can move Mr. Brown, sorry. And there was a portfolio committee meeting to...
Ma'am, Mr. Brown is the DG.
Yeah, maybe it will be a DG one day. The school
yeah.
Observation and questions. Those are the questions. Many questions I see. Lots and lots of questions. Those number four responses. Is it responses, Mr. Brown, number four? I think it is. Responses to observation and questions, yes. Move, Mr. Brown. And that is the conclusion, Chairperson. Thank the everyone who presented, and requested details on mathematics teachers used in teaching learning in the country, details on underperforming schools in the country, and report on specific schools identifying KwaZulu-Natal for assistance. I'm sure we'll get them, Mr. Brown, when they've been provided to you. And then there were consideration of the minutes of the 24th of January 2023, draft minutes of 6 December 2022, draft minutes official. Those are minutes that were adopted. And 6.3 official release of 2022 NSC results. So the report was also adopted, and there were matters arising on number 7 and the meeting on number 8, agenda at 12:38, and the next meeting was on the 21st of February 2023 at 9 a.m. So those were the minutes. Can I then move, can I then allow members to adopt the minutes? As you have done, Mr. Isiwela, you can now officially.
Well, thanks, Chair. I move that the minutes be adopted.
Any seconder?
As I did, I rise to second the Honorable. That is well.
No, thank you very much to Honorable Members. Is there another other meeting, what you call, sets of minutes? Or a draft report on the Committee on Basic Education on an oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal. There's another report. The Portfolio Committee on Basic Education having undertaken an oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal Province and Zululand King Qetswayo and Harry Gwala Education District. The report is as follows.
Wait a bit, Chair.
Yes, Mr.
Chair.
Yes.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Can I? Yes. Look, where we, as members of the Portfolio Committee, favored with this draft report for the very first time, because. Unless if it was sent through the email, my email, and I did not see it. Because you see, Chair, if we are seeing it for the first time, then I don't see us going to do justice to it. It's unlike the minutes where we were participating. This one is a report. We must convince ourselves that what transpired on that day is the real thing which is in the report. I'm just thinking aloud.
Okay, I can confirm that the report was sent to us.
Have I paralyzed you, Chair?
No, I'm actually responding to you. I know the report was sent to us. I was actually looking for a date when the report was sent. It was sent with the sets of minutes that you received, but I would maybe request Mr. Brown to confirm that. Mr. Brown?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, you are correct. The report was sent to members together with the previous sets of minutes for members' consideration. I'm also trying to check my mail, but I'm just not seeing it right now.
It
but
was last, it was last week's Thursday.
No, then I'm answered.
Okay, yes. I wanted the date, a specific
no,
date.
No, I'm answered. Let us not continue crucifying a dead man.
No, you're not a dead man. I'm just giving you clarity. If you would even speak to the report because you were there personally or physically in this oversight. So there's nothing that is here that you cannot attest to. If there's something that you do not agree with, then you'll be able also to say that, yeah, I don't agree because I was there physically. Can we then move, Principal? I see the committee visited Zululand the first day. The visit was from the 29th of January to the 3rd of February 2023. The first district it was Zululand. The schools that we visited is Kwamame Full Service School, Zamimpilo Special School, and Pumanyova Technical High School. Aibo. And then
Pumanyova, Chair.
Hi, in Zimalento. Yeah, ne. The second district was the Ohio Education District, Dover Farm School, Tutukani Special School, Ilembe Primary School, is it the Christine Technical High School? And then in Herikwala Education District, there are also about 5 schools, Nombewu Full Service School, Kamba Combined Junior Secondary School, Vulekani Special School, Chromebook Primary School, and Dingeka Comprehensive Technical School. So there was a lot that was done here. Can we then move, Mr. Brown? I see there was also an ECD that we visited in the area. You can move. You follow Honorable Mwateta? You can move, Mr. Brown. Members managed to visit all the schools that were identified. You can move, Mr. Brown. Those are some of the suggestions, and I see recommendations. You see now, it's not in the meeting anymore. No problem about it.
Hello?
No, I'm saying you're making noise. You can hear your business that side.
Yeah.
Mute your mic. All the union representatives also had made their inputs. I see there's also input by the MEC. And then there's a report from individual schools. Can you move, Mr. Brown? This is a very long report. We are now in page 18, page 19, page 20, page 21, page 22. Where there are portfolio committee members' questions and observations, also recommendations. So page 25, 26,
imposed by the district, the reps of unions. Yo, Mr. Brown, page 29, page 30, page 31, page 32. Committee recommendations in page 33, page 34, page 35, page 37, page 38. Page 41, I think it's a observation of individual schools that were visited by honorable members, and also input from those different districts, and also the union reps, your SATU, FETSAS, not to all those, and then the input by the Provincial Department of Education, that is in page 47, and then there was visit to Herikwala from page 48, page 49, page 50, all those schools that we visited, questions, clarities, observations by members, inputs by union reps, recommendations by the committee on page 53, the following school committee recommendation on page 55, another school visited, observation and recommendations by the portfolio committee on page 57, 58, another school, 59, portfolio committee observations and question on page 60, 61, response by the portfolio committee. Observations, my apology. Page 63, 64, another school. Portfolio committee questions and observations on page 66, 67. Recommendations on page end of 67, conclusion. On page 68. And then I see there's a 7.5 scholar transport. I'm sure it's one of the recommendations, and the appreciation by the chair, that I thank all members of legislature, on education, provincial departments, national departments of basic education support on the oversight, and extended the appreciation and thanks to SAPA unions and SGB associations for taking time to meet with the portfolio committee on basic education and share their experiences and challenges. The report to be considered, I think that is the recommendation, that the report be considered. That is the report with almost about 70 pages. Members, can you then move to adopt the report? Mr. Suela?
Hello, Chair. I move that the report be adopted.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lizia.
Thank you very much, Chair. I wish to second the adoption of the report as proposed by Honorable Sewell. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable and Suwela. Principal, are you okay?
I'm more than comfortable, my chair.
Okay. No, thank you very much. Mr. Brown, anything else?
Thank you, Chair. No, that's all the business of the day.
Okay. No, thank you very much. Members, that is all the business of the day. It's 10 to 12. We have a sitting at 2 o'clock, a hybrid session that is starting at 2 o'clock. May we all join and participate as we expected. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Chair, before you are, what time are we meeting? What is the time for a flight? I've not received my flight details to Free State. What time is our flight?
As we alluded earlier that as and when there's information to share with us, Mr. Brown will do so.
Yeah, you must make it snappy. We want to arrange. Some of us are traveling more than 600 miles.
No, it's not even
in kilometers.
I'm sure Mr. Brown
I'm not using kilometers, I'm using miles.
Chairperson, if I may.
How are you?
No, I'm fine.
Listen to this Zulu boy.
How are you?
No, if
I may, Chairperson, we had a wonderful oversight. It's a pity you were not there yourself, but it was a very good oversight in many respects. There's only one thing we picked up, but we spoke about it during the last meeting. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Okay, but you must also come to the public hearings where we had a very successful.
Chairperson,
and you were not there. And so many things were said in your absence.
Someone is out of order here.
No, we miss you so much. I hope we see you in the States.
No, I mean, Mr. Brown knows. I have already confirmed.
Recording stopped.
I'm also waiting for my arrangements.
Oh, no, that's nice. Thank you very much.
See
you on Thursday.
I will be there.
Yeah, we'll meet you in Free State.
The meeting is official. Members, even the
Thank
recording.
You.
Let's log in at 2 o'clock.
If we won't forget.
I will remind you.
All right.
Thank you.